Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The glory that makes burdens bearable. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years, Revelation 24. Although some passages of the book of Revelation are difficult to understand, many verses like small diamonds of encouragement shine brightly with comfort. As John switches his focus from the present to the future, from this world to the next, he discovers encouragement to face each fresh challenge to his faith. Martin Luther also has these encouraging observations for those facing unjust suffering. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the scripture sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. If we consider the great glory of the future life, it would not be at all difficult for us to bear the vexations of this world. But when Christ comes to judge the living and the dead, and we experience these blessings, everyone will have to say for himself, "Shame on me." If I believe the word, I shall on the last day not only gladly have suffered ordinary temptations, insults, imprisonment, but I shall also say, "Oh, if I had only thrown myself under the feet of all the godless for the sake of the great glory which I now see revealed and which has come to me through the merit of Christ." Paul well says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us," Romans 8:18. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6.
Revelation 20. "And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him to keep him from deceiving the nations any more until the 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
Remember Stephen? Perhaps the first martyr of the New Testament church. Even as the rocks were hurtling toward him, Stephen looked up to heaven and saw Jesus at God's right hand. Then, like his Lord, he died praying for those who were taking his life. Chances are you won't be stoned for your faith, but don't be surprised if you feel the heat as you live out your faith. One message permeates nearly every chapter of John's book. Victory is assured. So, take heart, look up, wait patiently. The glory to be revealed in us makes any burden bearable.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.